Petra Pospěchová has recently published Regionální kuchařka, or Regional Cookbook, is full of interesting recipes from around the Czech Republic, from her native Valašsko in the east of the country to the former Sudetenland in the west and all points in between, with each section introducing readers to a dozen or so local specialities. When I met Pospěchová, one of the country's best-known food writers, I asked her if it had perhaps taken somebody from outside Prague to put together such a book.
That's a question. I mean, Prague has also a really lovely tradition, I mean, cooking tradition, but I would say people in big cities are maybe not so much attached to their history, to their roots in the mean of everyday life. I would say not only food, but also the way they speak. We have like really lovely dialect in my region. And we are kind of more connected to the soil, to the ancestors.
Generally speaking, how would you characterize Czech food? To me, it seems like a kind of peasant food.
Well, in many ways, it's peasant food because most of Czech Republic are not such big settlements. The only really big ones are, since old times, Prague and Brno, which have really lovely like town or, let's say, like more sophisticated cuisine tradition. But the rest is really more or less village, even if we talk about Ostrava, which is this like peasant tradition with a Polish accent. And at the end of the story, I always say that if I want to kind of bring somebody close to Czech cuisine to make him like it, I offer him a soup or sweet, because that's not so heavy and that's not so rustical maybe. And I would say these two parts of the cuisine are really lovely ones.
I've noticed that with Czech families, that having soup is just kind of automatic before a meal.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have any entrees. And we usually start with soup. But honestly, in my household, if I make soup, it's the main dish with some bread or something. And I believe my parents abandoned this tradition too. I'm not quite sure from what this came from.
Recently, I was at somebody's house and they asked me to set the table for lunch. And I set out knives and forks and they said, "Where are the spoons?"
Oh, well, that's it. I mean, it's an interesting question. I actually never kind of investigated this tradition, but it's weird because I don't know any other nations than Czech and Slovaks who would make it. Even Slovaks use soups more as a solitary dish. I have to think about it.
Your next book, Why Soup?
Why Czech eat soup as entree.
This country has a population of 10 million. Is the cuisine really so diverse around the country?
Very much, because these 10 million people are divided into completely different regions with different history, with different geography. So we have really poor regions, like, for example, Valachia, where I come from, is not really rich. Vysočina, Horátsko, some part, the higher ones, they were so poor that the people really had only potatoes, kraut, and maybe apples. And sometimes even not apples because it's too high to have them. And then there are really rich areas like Polabí or maybe the settlement around Brno, which is lowlands, or Haná. Oh my God, the people, if you would compare the many of people from Valachia and Haná, is like different continents. Like some of the people didn't have nearly meat at all, and the other ones had it three times a week and quite a rich portions, so it's a different one. Or you see it on the bread, because there were bread regions that were the, let's say, richer ones who had wheat flour, the white flour, and then the other ones who ate some kind of purees and soups all the time and had bread maybe once a week. It was a gift from God, something which is rare. You don't eat every day.
And when you say the wealth, do you mean like the wealth in terms of what grows in those regions, or the money in the pockets of the people who live in those regions?
Both, because it's connected. And the other part, which is kind of dividing the country gastronomically, is the influences. The border areas were always kind of touched by their neighbors. So if you go to the west of the country, the Mažlice, Pilsen, Šumava, you just see how much they have in common with the German cuisine. On the other hand, Brno with the Austrian tradition and also Jewish tradition, because there was strong Jewish community on the north. If you take Ostrava and all the places around, it's just half Polish. If you see, if you have a look on the menu, it's borscht and all this stuff which are really Polish, some pierogi.
Tell me, how did you do the research for the book?
At first, I started with the regions I really know well, and there I just made some like smaller research in old books and old newspaper, for example. And when I got to to those which are further from me, I just started to search for the people who know it. So it was ethnographs, but foremost old women. The grandmas who remember how their grandmas cook, so they have really in their heads tradition, which is old, maybe 150 years, if I was lucky. And they were so lovely, like we were sitting long evenings and they were telling me what they were making, how they made it, like really special things. There is one lady, actually she's from my region, and her grand auntie was working in the kitchen of some countess in a nearby town. So she had some lovely recipes from the castle. And also she had one recipe for like potato pancakes or something like that, which the grandma brought to the castle, and the countess really liked that. And it's in the book, of course.
I'm sure these old ladies must have been very pleased that somebody was interested in their memories of food and in their local recipes or their family recipes.
I'm afraid some of them were kind of digging the recipes out of their memory for the first time, because either they don't have daughters or the daughters are not really interested. So, I mean, they liked it. But there was one case, it's a lady from Slovácko, who made a really lovely book herself, and it's really cuisine only of her village. How they made all the specialties of the region, but especially in this tiny, tiny village called Hluk. Miss Lekešová, she's really lovely.
And was it hard to separate differences between regional foods or regional recipes and family recipes? Because there must be some recipes that really only exist in some families.
Yeah, I was just... In every chapter of the book, there is, let's say, 12, 15 recipes, which are the choice of those who repeat it in the books, in the families, in the memories, in the newspaper. I really wanted the typical ones based on the typical ingredients of the region. So I collected lovely family recipes too, but those I didn't use.
Also, the foods have great names. I came across many I had never heard of, like kontrabáš, Drkotina, Šumajzl, Važonka, and Kozmatice. These are incredible names.
Yeah, it's like a poem, is it?
And would some of these foods exist under different names in different places?
There are a few I kind of hit on in different regions under different names. But it's usually like in one region they call the sauerkraut soup Cojačka, and in another one Kyselačka or something like that. But there are not so many of them. It's weird, but the regions really kept very, very typical things.
And of the new recipes that you discovered, what were your personal favorites?
Well, that's difficult to say, but for me, the most, like, the biggest adventure was probably the Sudeten, because I never researched this cuisine, and I didn't know much about it. But I was lucky because my boyfriend, and those times just friend, is from this area, from the complete west. And it's kind of his hobby to research the traditions, so he helped me a lot. And there are really unusual stuff like homemade biscuits and meat pudding with layers of potatoes and this kind of stuff. I mean, this was really interesting for me. And then the variety of dumplings. I was amazed how many kinds of dumplings we have in this country. It looks like you can make a book just about dumplings. So like 50 or 60 or I don't know. It's amazing.
And for you, what region has the best food or the most interesting food?
I'm patriot and I really like the cuisine of my region. I love the soups of Wallachia. The sauerkraut one is just the best food ever. You have there everything. You have their nice piece of sausage. You have their piece of bacon. You have them some sour cream, the sauerkraut, and potatoes, and it's just lovely. And if you let it stand overnight to kind of let the flavors smooth inside, it's perfect.
My last question is, I'm sure some listeners will be wanting to know, will this book ever come out in English?
I'm not sure, but it can happen. I mean, maybe if some public institution will want to have nice promotion on Czech gastronomy, that would be the way. I would be pleased.